segment of the program. We are going to talk right now with John Vecchione. I'm hoping that I said that name correctly. Was that pretty good?
Close enough. It's Vecchione, but that's fine.
Vecchione. Okay, I wasn't sure. It's some people like that soft C-H, and some people have the real authentic pronunciation like you. Anyway, Cause of Action Institute. Talk a little bit about who you are, because I think it may be new to some of my listeners.
Well, we're a nonprofit organization that sues the government for overregulation and transparency issues.
You must be very busy.
Exactly. There's always work.
Yes.
And so we sue on transparency. The case you would probably have heard in your line of work, we did the Clinton emails case, mm-hmm. along with Judicial Watch on what the government has to do to recover those records that walked out the door.
Mm-hmm. And now you have a new subject that I find fascinating. You're suing for the records on whether or not the FBI paid a Democratic opposition researcher, which is what the allegations have been, Christopher Steele, I believe is his name.
Yes, it's a good spy name, don't you think?
Yeah, it does. Sounds like something right out of Goldfinger. But he is a former British spy, and apparently, you know, it's not just you, but a lot of people claim he was the author of that dossier, which included a whole bunch of nasty sexual stuff about Donald Trump.
Yes. So what we did is that this is a very unusual use of FBI resources and obviously public monies. It's been reported, and there's a question of what was paid and whether it was paid. I think the Washington Post has reported that it eventually was not paid. But we'd like to find out what the actual facts are, what happened here, because it is highly unusual for a researcher for a party to suddenly sort of double bill and get paid by the FBI as well. At least I hope it's unusual.
Fear is that it's not that unusual.
Yeah, so we've asked for the records, and the government hasn't turned over the records. So our suit is a FOIA suit where if they don't hand over the records and you believe that you're entitled to them under the law, you go to court and press to get them. And that's what we're doing right now. And then there's been obviously a lot of congressional interest in this, and you're interested in it. I mean, it really is an unusual circumstance here, and we'd like to see exactly what the relationship was and what the documents show about when it started and what its scope was.
And, you know, if people want to find out, you know, just exactly what is in your complaint, you've got it up at a website, right?
That's right, causeofaction.org, mm-hmm. and if you go to the website, you can go and look at it, and you can read through the complaint. The complaint is primarily about the records that weren't turned over, but the preliminary portion of it tells the story of what we saw.
Mm-hmm. The dossier itself, nobody takes that seriously anymore, but it certainly was front page news in the liberal media, and certainly covered endlessly, ad nauseum on CNN.
I don't have firsthand knowledge, but it's my understanding that this dossier was shopped around the city quite extensively, mm-hmm. to try and get it published, and a number of reputable organizations, both liberal and conservative, said take a hike until it was published on a website, and then it became further knowledge. Mm-hmm. So it is unusual that a document like this was used as the basis for anything by the FBI.
So how do they fight back? You know, you bring it up and they decide they're going to still deny, withhold the information. What happens next?
Well, the FBI, obviously, there are exceptions to the Freedom of Information Act. I use FOIA all the time, but I understand some of your listeners might speak regular English, and so it's an abbreviation of Freedom of Information Act. And the Freedom of Information Act gives any citizen the right to get certain public documents so they know how the government is operating, the government that they pay for and they're entitled to. But there are exceptions. There are national security exceptions. There are exceptions for criminal investigations and this sort of thing. Whether or not the documents fall within those exceptions is where the fight is. So sometimes the fight, amazingly enough, is the government just says, we don't have the resources to go look for those documents right now. And the judge says, oh, yes, you do, because you're in front of my court and you're going to go do this now.
Right.
But sometimes the issue is always on whether the documents sought fall in within the exceptions. And, you know, the government's natural inclination is to say they all fall into the exceptions, and then the judge makes a determination of whether that's true or not.
Mm-hmm. And should he rule in your favor, they've got to come up with them, and how quick?
Well, that is in the order. In other words, under the statute, the FOIA statute, the government's supposed to give you some sort of response in 20 days, maybe sometimes 30. It almost never does. But depending on how many documents there are, and we don't know that yet, oftentimes what the courts here in D.C. certainly order is a rolling production, which we call a rolling production is when they say, listen, you're going to give them 100 documents every month or 1,000 documents every month until it's done. So that is the sort of schedules we sometimes see. But they, because the government will say, oh, we can't be finished for 7 years. And the courts don't like that. And so they say, no, you can be finished by X date, and we will order how fast they get done.
Wow. So that
but it's not going to be tomorrow. Let's put it that way.
No, it's never tomorrow with the government. Unless, of course, they're coming for you, and then it's today. that much we've learned. Well, thank you so much. Thank you for coming on. Thank you for the good work that you do. And I am we're linking it to your website so that people can read the complaint for themselves. That's the right word, Fred, right? It's a complaint.
Yeah, it is a complaint. That's okay. The name of it. And we I appreciate you very much for having